Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing multifamily operations, trends, and priorities. And joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry journalist, Jessica Fiore, managing editor of Multi Housing News, also known as MHN. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I always enjoy having you come on the show and your colleagues from Multi Housing News, because you always bring with you what's going on in the industry, the latest and greatest, because, you know, part of what you guys do is have your finger on the pulse of what's happening out there. You're interviewing industry icons and industry leaders and people who are in the news all the time. So I'm always excited to hear what's going on out there. But we want to talk a little bit about trends. And obviously, we seem to be coming out of our global pandemic, and we are in a situation where we had a lot of things happen as a result of the pandemic in the industry. Some of those, I think, would have taken place. Some of those trends would have taken place with or without the pandemic. Maybe it would have taken a little bit longer, and the pandemic just expedited the process. But let's talk about what are some of the new trends that you're seeing now in the industry.
Oh, sure. And I definitely agree. I think the pandemic, I mean, terrible, obviously, but it did force a lot of things to happen. Multifamily is notoriously slow to change, and it's kind of a wait and see, you know, let's not invest until we're sure it's going to be successful. But because of the pandemic, we really did had to pivot and, you know, really lean into technology and new ideas. And I think it's mostly been a success. The first thing I'd love to talk about is working from home. I'm currently working from home. It's funny. Before we were recording, I was asking Paul if he could hear my puppy. And I feel like a lot of people are in that situation. Thankfully, you know, it looks like the light's at the end of the tunnel and the vaccine's coming out. You know, and as more people are getting vaccinated and businesses are opening again, things are going back to whatever normal we called it. That said, working from home is, you know, a proven success, I think we've all seen. Not everyone wants to go back to the office. In a study I read in USA Today, 43% of Americans want to continue working from home full-time. 35% want to be partially in the office, partially at home, and only 25% want to go back to the office full-time. A lot of that translates to, you know, your renters and also your staff. So at your apartment community, I think we're going to see a real shift to more, first of all, with the staff working from home. So, I mean, obviously, the maintenance staff, they have to be there. You know, you can't fix your toilet virtually, maybe one day, fingers crossed, but, you know, the maintenance team is a super, super important part of multifamily. But that said, some of the non-resident facing staff members will be able to be given the opportunity to work from home. And I think that'll do really well for, you know, just their appreciation of the job and how, you know, as a perk, but more as a perk that's that people think is necessary, as opposed to just like, oh, that would be cool.
Right.
And, you know, people could, we've seen Zoom, it all works. I think it'll definitely have to be a hybrid, you know. Multifamily is a little different than, say, a typical office job, and people will need to come in, especially, you know, anyone interacting with the renters. You know, people want to feel special, and for the staff, you know, it might be a job, but for the people who live in the community, it's their home. So they, you know, they want top quality service, which I think will always and continue to be very important. But, you know, not everything has to be at the community full time. And also for the residents, that's going to be a huge shift. So people are going to be still working from their apartments, even as offices open up. So I think it's important for property managers to really pivot and understand that and maybe convert some of their common areas to hoteling spaces, I think is going to be huge. Not just, you know, the typical conference center, but really have desks and ports that people could plug in their laptops and get some work done. I also think that from a marketing standpoint, you know, if you have a junior four apartment, I don't know if that's a very, like, New York City term, but, you know, instead of saying, oh, you could put, like, a crib there or it's an extra, you know, bedroom, people are really going to start needing to market it as office space. Like, oh, you could put your desk there and really do a great job, you know, working from home and separating your bedroom from your office space. And I think that'll really appeal to renters.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's important. And I know that in some of our past episodes where we've talked about the phenomenon of working from home with the residents, that, you know, they're demanding now to have higher speed internet and things like that. What have you heard about what some of the operators are doing to try and accommodate those changes that would be required for people working more from home?
Oh, sure. And I think that's one of those things that even before the pandemic that was gaining more popularity and necessity. You know, you need the internet. You need it for all our gadgets now, not just computer, but, you know, for everyone's on their phones all the time. So just to, you know, if you just want to relax and have fun, you need strong internet. And especially because the Gen Z renters are coming, they're here already, you know, the oldest are 24, they need to be connected. And if an operator really wants to compete in this landscape, they need to have strong Wi-Fi, strong internet. Nothing could be spotty. Cell service too. Everything needs to be seamless and strong, and you can't not have it. It just, you need to have it. So I think that's, going forward, it's going to be even more important, and I think it'll really be a deterrent if you don't have it. You know, it'll just, like Windows, you need it. No one's going to live there if you don't have it. So
Sure. Well, and I wanted to talk, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment. I wanted to kind of get your feel for what you're hearing out there regarding one of the things that I think was brought to the forefront by the pandemic, and that was virtual tours. What are the trends you're seeing in that as far as for the future with virtual tours?
Oh, sure. Virtual tours and self-guided tours are super hot right now. Again, another, as you mentioned, thing before the pandemic that was gaining steam. It's shameless self-plug. Yardi has some really great virtual tour options, so I'll just throw that out there. But self-tour, I mean, right now, anything you could do in your pajamas, like, I'm 100% for. I think people are, you know, expecting that. If you could look at the whole apartment, the key, though, is that your staff have to stand by. Like, if someone has a question, they have to be able to reach out to your staff, whether it's by text or, you know, they could call you right away and answer your questions, their questions, I'm sorry, so that they could really get a feel for that. But, I mean, these options are great for people who can't necessarily get to your community during business hours, you know, and they could just do it on their own time, which I think is really appealing. Also, for me, you know, I'm a millennial. I don't make phone calls anymore. So, you know, just being able to look at it on my own would be really great and on my own time and not feeling pressured. And I think that that's really appealing for a lot of people. They don't get the spiel, you know, they get to see it on their own time. And that's definitely going to continue. It's also a great option for someone who's, you know, maybe moving across the country, for virtual tours. So, but both virtual and self-guided, I think are really here to stay. And the important part is to make sure your technology is covering it. You know, they want a seamless experience. They want to see everything and not have to wait for feedback or anything like that. And then you as the operator should follow up immediately and, you know, don't let them just see the apartment and walk away. You should ask them how it went or if they had any questions, just to get that process going.
All right. Well, we are going to end this segment right here. We are going to be back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of multifamily operations, trends, and priorities. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today in the studio is longtime multifamily industry journalist Jessica Fior, managing editor of Multi Housing News, also known as MHN. I think I said joining me in the studio, and actually we're remote today. But I also want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, and suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Jessica, you mentioned something last segment about the fact that you're a millennial and you don't talk on the phone anymore. You know, I'm a little bit older than that, and so I'm used to talking on the phone and getting the spiel. when you're talking about touring and things like that. So I guess that's one thing that as the new generations come on board, you have to kind of, the operators of the multifamily assets really have to carve out exactly what and the way and the methods that that particular generation wants to be approached. What have you found on that?
Oh, I definitely agree, and I think it's so important to look at who is going to live there. You know, if you're a student housing property, you don't necessarily want to have a mailer out about the property. Right. That said, you know, for student housing, it's really the parents who are, you know, booking it. So you want to look to them. But it's so important. And you don't want to leave anyone out either. You know, we, for a while, I've been a big proponent of paying rent online. But, you know, maybe some people are still comfortable writing checks. You know, you don't want to make anyone feel like they're not welcome at the community. As I mentioned earlier, you know, they live there. It's their home. So I would definitely, you know, for rent payment, have options. Let people pay checks if they want to. Let them pay online. You know, for your marketing, do social media. But you know, you might still want to look on Craigslist or find other options. So I think it is so important to, you know, to really look at who your renters are going to be. And, you know, always consider fair housing as well. Make sure you're not intentionally or unintentionally, you know, not including people. And just make it a great experience for everyone.
All right. Well, one of the things that I know you've had some input on is the COVID procedures and how that has changed a lot of the ways operators are looking at things and doing things in the future. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We've reported, MHN, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, that HVAC systems were having a moment, you know, when we didn't know what was going on. That was super important. And it still is, you know, COVID or no COVID, you want the air to be clean. It is a pricey option if you have to redo the whole system, but in the long run, it'll pay off for you, and it's definitely something you could advertise. So that's going to be really important, as well as air purifier. You know, I know at the beginning of the pandemic, we were taking everyone's temperatures. I don't see that really, you know, staying around. But there are some great technology where it could take your, you know, scan your body. So that could be something that, you know, you're interested in. You know, again, hopefully we're at the end of this COVID, you know, fingers crossed, but there's always going to be something, you know, and you want your residents to be healthy. And if you advertise that you're really looking out for them, you know, it'll be great for you. That said, you might also, we've talked about in MHN how property managers still might want to have systems in place at their amenities to keep track of residents and limit how many residents or allow them to sign up. In addition to the health benefits of that, it also just makes the space nicer. You know, you don't want to be at the gym working out and then someone's like, it's my turn on the treadmill. And, you know, I've seen that get ugly. You know, people hide the time with their towel, and then you don't want to get in the way of someone who really needs some cardio. And also for amenities such as pools, property managers still might want to keep it to residents only or have a system in place to track it for the health benefits, but also just to make the amenities nicer for everyone who lives there so it's not a ton of people hanging out. Another option, property managers might just want to keep boxes of masks around in case people want them or, you know, the rules keep changing. We don't know, you know, what's going to be next. So if you suddenly need people to be wearing masks, it's just easier to have a box with them so you could offer them to people, and then it's not a thing. In terms of technologies, touchless technology is, I think, started before the pandemic again, but this just really, really showed us the need for it. So that's going to continue and keep getting smarter. So companies will definitely want to, you know, update their systems and make it as touchless and safe as possible for their residents.
And I know that one of the things that you guys discussed in the past was about people moving during the COVID outbreak to the suburbs and garages becoming some type of an amenity. Tell me a little bit about what you found that with garages as far as trends.
Oh, sure. Well, when I was a renter, I lived in the city. New York City. I never thought about a car. It would have probably been either live in an apartment or have a parking space, and I probably couldn't afford to do both, so I'd had to live in my car. So, you know, just subways and everything. But now there's definitely been a suburban migration. People just at the beginning of COVID really wanted to get some space and get away. It slowed down a little bit, but suburban properties are still really, really popular, especially now with the work from home, and people can now have the choice of where they want to live. In the suburbs, like where I am now, you need a car. I can't go to the mall and then get my Chipotle by walking. You really need to drive everywhere. So for suburban properties, that's a great way to set yourself apart. Have a space for every unit, and you could charge more for an additional space, but people are really going to look for that. As well as, you know, if they do have to go into work, they might want to drive as opposed to taking public transportation. Even without COVID, if I didn't have to take the bus, I think I would choose that because,
One of the things I was going to ask you about is what type of trends are you seeing out there with the electric vehicle charging stations? That seems to be something that is becoming more and more popular, not just in multifamily, but in commercial properties as well, shopping centers and so forth. You see those are more and more available. What are multifamily operators doing with that?
Oh, definitely. You know, the more and more people are getting electric cars. They're, you know, they're super cool, but they're also great for the environment. And that's another way that properties can stand out is to have electric charging stations. I know commercially it's getting more popular as well. And it just, it'll help promote sustainability and save energy. And it'll look, you know, really great for you. It'll really help you stand out. So I think those are becoming more of a necessity for places to have a couple of charging stations. And it may even promote, you know, have people consider, oh, I should get one of those cool cars and do my part for the environment. So, you know, that's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, and I think I've got a friend who has an electric vehicle, and but he lives in a single family residence and pulls it into his garage and just plugs it right into the wall when he needs to charge it. You can't do that at a multifamily property. So in order to accommodate your residents to have those types of vehicles, you really have to be able to provide them something. It does set you apart. Are you finding that, and we've got about 30 seconds, are you finding that that's something that is really more in the A-class properties, or is it trickling down through some of the other class properties?
Right now it's still, you know, the A-class, but I definitely see it trickling down, and it doesn't take up much space. Once you have it, it's just there, so it should definitely be something you maybe consider for the future. Definitely.
All right,
maybe.
Great. Well, Well, we are going to break this right here. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of multifamily operations, trends, and priorities. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry journalist, Jessica Fiore, managing editor of Multihousing News, also known as MHN. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible, EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Jessica, I wanted to talk to you about the word that no multifamily operator wants to hear, and that's concessions.
Talk I know, boo, about, hiss.
Talk a little bit about what some of the trends that you're seeing coming up for concessions in your discussions with folks around the country.
Sure. Well, during COVID, people were like giving them out left and right. They had to, you know. Everyone was fleeing the urban areas, and it was pretty much any tactic to get people in, people to stay. According to Yardi Matrix data, I'm not sure if everyone knows this, but Yardi does own MHN. But according to Yardi Matrix data, concessions are on the decline. So everyone could breathe a sigh of relief. But that isn't to say they don't work. So I think, you know, don't just automatically give concessions to people. But if you still have a lot of vacancies, if you're still in an urban community that's, you know, you haven't seen an uptick yet, it is something to consider. So you could, you know, give the free month. You could give lesser, you know, pay less each month. There are a lot of options. But there are also some ways to get creative. So you don't have to just, you know, it's not all about money. And according to research by Forbes, some communities are doing things such as giving workout equipment in their units to people. I mean, I think that would be really cool. If I were a renter, you know, I'd say like, oh, hey, like, I like, you know, I want to be one of these like fitness influencers or whatever, and, you know, people don't actually do it. But, you know, it's cool to have. And it's like having, you know, a guitar in your pictures. It's like, oh, I'm totally going to be a rock star, and that's why every stage picture has a guitar and no one actually picks it up. But, you know, it wouldn't cost you much to get a set of weights to put in your unit. It wouldn't take up that much room. They are easily, you know, cleansed, and you could use them for the next people too to entice them. Although hopefully your renters would just stay forever and you wouldn't have to worry about the next one anyway. But I think now it's not just, you know, throwing money at people. It is thinking of creative ways to hook your renters and get them to stay. So I think that is a relief to everyone as well.
Yeah, no, I it is. And it is in a lot of vernacular multifamily, kind of a dirty word, the concessions, because obviously owners would much prefer to be able to increase rents and just have people pay rent and not have to give away things. But it is something that creativity, I think, is going to play a major part in. I want to change the topic a little bit to prop tech and, you know, what's going on with prop tech. That has been a very, very top-of-mind type of topic in multifamily for a long time. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing and what trends will be coming through with prop tech.
Definitely. Prop tech is super important. It's going to continue. And some of the things out there right now are really cool even to just attract residents. Access control is going to be a big, big part. So people, you know, could let people in through their phones. They don't even have to be in the community. And this isn't even new, but it's just getting, you know, more and more advanced, more easy to use. Touchless technology, which we saw really gain steam during the pandemic, that is here to stay. You know, anything you could just do through your smart technology instead of having to touch things, those are going to be huge. And it's not just for residents. The back end team, the staff, could really use PropTech, and it could really make a big part of your community, keeping track of vacant units. Some of these technologies, they could keep track of data, keep track of who has paid, and send out reminders. So all this technology is getting more advanced and more really crucial to the multifamily experience. Additionally, in terms of marketing to potential residents, chatbots are, you know, popping up everywhere, and they're becoming smarter. And I sometimes get freaked out. I'm like, is this a real person? And then, you know, I just start talking to them, and it's totally a robot, but that's fine. But, you know, it's an easy way to not tie up your staff if the, you know, the potential renter is just looking for some basic information. And once they have that, they could be transferred to a real person. And also package management systems that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I read somewhere, probably with us, I'll say it's us, that every day was like Christmas. You know, just packages were coming in. No one was shopping anywhere. And, you know, we still see that. Maybe it's not as much, but everything could be delivered. You know, obviously, you really need a place for your residents to store their packages, but also to track the packages and make sure they pick up their right package, make sure it's secure. And you don't necessarily need your staff to be there the whole time. So I think that's another place PropTech is going to be really, really important.
You know, and one of the things that I've found is that there are management companies or, you know, owners out there who are making the investment in actually designing their own technology along with the help of some of the other supplier partners in the industry who provide, for instance, access control. I know, for instance, that Madera Residential started a company called Quext, and they have designed kind of a hub that is mounted inside of a thermostat in the unit, because the thermostat never moves and nobody messes with it, and it has a power source. But it's able to communicate and do access control. They worked along with one of the industry leaders in access control, which is Allegion, and they've developed a lot of things to go along with this technology. So even operators are getting into the technology game, I think, because some of the things they found just weren't available out there that they really felt they needed, or that the supplier partners that were providing something in that field were not creating a specific enough solution for them. So what have you heard about that? Is that going on?
Yes, that is a big thing, but they're developing more and adopting. So, yeah, if you can't find something out there, definitely think about making your own. And I think that's just everywhere now.
Which is a tremendous, obviously, investment in time and money to do that. But if an operator can get a solution that way, it's obviously something worthwhile. And I think that there are several operators out there that have been doing that. But we're going to go ahead and in this segment here, we're going to be back with our fourth and final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM. COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of multifamily operations, trends, and priorities. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today is a longtime multifamily industry journalist, Jessica Fior, managing editor of Multi-Housing News, also known as MHN. We have a couple of special and unique Multifamily Matters sponsorship opportunities that have become available. So if someone in the multifamily industry who's a supplier partner is listening to this show and they were interested in finding out more about these sponsorships before they're gone, please reach out to us right away through our website at multifamilyradio.com. Jessica, you know, one of the big things that's always important in multifamily as far as operations and operators is obviously attracting new renters as well as resident retention. So what types of trends have you been seeing and are you expecting to see in the coming 12 months or so?
Sure. Well, retention is super important. You save money because it costs a lot less to keep the renter you have than to clean out the unit and start marketing again. So that is really, really important. We did a story recently. My colleague Ivy Lee Rosario wrote about NOI and resident feedback. So what she found is that resident feedback surveys could really, really help make sure you're on the right track, see if you're doing things that they like, that they don't like, hopefully not. And you could have events are always really important to make people feel connected to their community. I think a lot of companies now are going back to in-person events. Virtual could still be fun and be fun to mix in, but if you're able to do some in-person events, that'll really help people feel connected to their communities, to meet their neighbors, to have fun, and it's a great way to help with retention. And a lot of them, if you have outdoor space, a lot of them allow for social distancing now, if you still need to do that by you. What we also found is you could let your residents do your marketing for you. So, anytime people could do my work for me, that's great. I definitely appreciate that. But ask them what they like. And if they like your community, ask them very nicely to post on their social media that they like it and tell them what to say. And most people would be like thrilled to do that. Like, I feel so special. Like, they're asking me. And it's cheap for you. It doesn't cost anything. And it keeps them happy, makes them feel important, makes them feel involved in apartment decisions where they live. It's their home. I think I've said that. But it really is. People want to feel a home. They want to feel welcome. And it is a great way to get feedback and spread the word about your community. So we've really seen that pick up a lot lately.
No, and some discussions I've had with some operators, I wouldn't say they live in fear of people posting things, but it's a nuisance because, if they think in terms of a negative response and negative feedback. But I'm just talking with an executive vice president of a very large multifamily operator some time ago, and he was telling me that they encourage their residents to give feedback, good or bad. They figure they'll deal with whatever they have to deal with if it's anything negative. But when you encourage someone to do it, you get a better chance of them posting positive feedback, which are those types of referrals and recommendations that everybody's looking for. So I think that was an interesting take on it.
Oh, definitely. And you don't want to, you don't want someone bad-mouthing you. But also, think about it as, someone looking to find an apartment. If you see it totally, on one of these review sites, all good glowing things, I don't know, maybe it's the cynical New Yorker in me, but I'd be like, what are you hiding? Nothing's perfect. So, I personally would be like, oh, are all these paid? Or are these all staff members writing things? I think what is important, though, is when you get negative reviews, and you will, no one's perfect except me. but you want to respond to them. You don't let them just sit there and fester. And don't just say, we'll take this offline. I think people really want to see, like, a response and a solution. So I'm so sorry you felt like this. We're going to talk to our staff and make sure it never happens again. Or I'm sorry that was a misunderstanding, you know, so everyone knows this, you know. And don't call the resident crazy, even though they might be. So rule number one.
Sure.
But, you know, definitely respond. Show the response. But I agree, Paul. If you ask people to review, honestly, they're more likely to give a positive review. If you ask them to review and they didn't like it, they're just not going to do it. So if they're going to do a bad review, it's not going to be because you asked them to review it.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. We've got a few minutes left in this final segment, and I want to talk about what I think is always the elephant in the room when it comes to multifamily, and that's staffing. What types of trends are you seeing? Coming out of the pandemic, there was some issues with staffing, and things have kind of normalized now, it seems, based on the way it was pre-pandemic. But tell me a little bit of what you're seeing as far as staffing and what's important.
Oh, sure. Well, to start with, you know, the working from home, I think that has changed everything. So if you give your employees options, and like residents, you know, it costs you more to get a new employee than to keep yours. And, you know, we know you've found the best people, and we never want people to leave. So give them options for their work. Also, the pandemic with the social unrest and the protest around George Floyd, really shone a light on how we as an industry and everyone really could do a better job just being more diverse and hiring a diverse staff. You want as many different opinions and viewpoints as you could get, and you can't get that just from one, you know, the same people all the time. So it really does have to be a priority to reach out to different people, to mentor your staff and get them, you know, from good to great and really love working for you. And also, you know, use inclusive language, include everyone. You know, you might want to ask people their pronouns. You might not, because you don't want people to feel uncomfortable. But there are ways to, we just reported on this as well. You know, there's ways to include everyone and make everyone feel comfortable. And I think going forward, that's going to be a huge aspect of multifamily, just making people feel like they belong.
When you have spoken with people in the industry, have you actually heard anything that anybody's doing to try and retain staff? Anything new or creative or different? I know I spoke with one operator who they ended up setting aside for their employees a $1 million fund to be able to bonus employees who were on the front lines during the pandemic, and obviously their employees were excited and loved that. Anything new that you've heard about how people are trying to retain employees?
Oh, well, first of all, I'll work for that company. although I wasn't on the front line, but yeah. Anyone wants to give me $1 million, I'll take it. But, I mean, that sounds great. I think we're going to see more and more companies do things like that and really show that we appreciate our employees. I don't know, but I know companies are really stepping up now. MHN has an awards program every year, and one of our new categories is Pandemic Hero. And let me just tell you how many people submitted awards for that category. And it's just so wonderful seeing how people are stepping up, but also how their companies are recognizing them. And I think not just pandemic, but that'll go a long way, just recognizing your employees. So that's been really wonderful.
Yes, that is. Well, I want to transition us. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about MHN and what's going on and how people can subscribe and so forth. I will let our listeners know that on the episode page for this episode of our website at multifamilyradio.com, there will be a copy of the logo for MHN and a link to the MHN website. But tell us about MHN and how people can do it. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Well, MHN, we are a daily publication. We have news every day. We cover operations, marketing, and we're really focusing now on marketing. So we have some great new ideas, really actionable items for people. But we also cover news and transactions. It's really something for everyone in the multifamily industry. Feel free to click on everything twice if you want. We have daily newsletters. We have more specific newsletters. So if you're interested in finance, we have a newsletter for you, or property management. We also have our monthly magazine, which we've had our magazine for years and years. It's all digital, and it's really great. We offer a digest version. So if, you know, you don't want to read through a really, really dense article, you could get the main highlights, or you could go to the site and get all the facts. So it's really a one-stop shop for multifamily, and a great team, great staff. We're all really passionate about the apartment industry. So, you know, please feel free to reach out to me with any questions. I mentioned our awards program, so we're really excited about that. And our podcasts, and we have a lot of really fun projects coming out.
So someone wanted to reach you, how could they do that?
So you could reach out to me at jessica.fiur@cpe-mhn.com. Or if you go to our website, there's a contact us. You could find our entire team. I'm happy to help anyone if they're looking for someone in particular and don't know who exactly to address it to. You could send it to me, and I'll help you find the person. And we're on social media. We have MHN Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn pages, as well as individual editor pages. So please do reach out. We love hearing from all of you.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. We are going to have to end it here, but we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.